Quest presents an unabridged recording of The Big Blue Jobby, the caging of a well-padded Scotswoman by Yvonne Vincent, narrated by Diane Brooks. The Introduction. On the 16th March 2020, the Prime Minister advised against non-essential contact. I called my lovely boss to say, "See you when I see you," popped my laptop in my handbag and buggered off to work from home. Soon afterwards, the country went into lockdown. Towards the end of March, the NHS wrote to say I should spend the next 12 weeks shielding. This meant living in a separate room and social distancing from my family. Some would say that getting rid of old McSnorry to the spare room was a good thing. As I write this intro, it is now June, and I actually miss having someone to elbow in the ribs at 3 a.m. Since 2018, I've written a Facebook blog, Growing Old Disgracefully, keeping people entertained with the nonsense of family life. The idea is that whoever you are, or however old you are, you should make the most of the one chance we are given on this earth. This book is a compilation of my blog posts from my first coronavirus worries in March through to the NHS unleashing me upon the world a few months later. I've added some narrative, some old posts, some of my personal Facebook posts, and some unseen bits along the way. The posts were never written with a book in mind, but looking back through them, they reflect a family journey through some very strange times. I hope you have plenty of, "Oh, me too," moments and a few laughs as you read. I'd like to thank my husband, daughter, son and my wee hairy boys for everything they've done to keep me safe and sane. Also for putting up with the nonsense, the loud singing, the inappropriate humour, the leg hair, the tantrums, the day pyjamas, the night pyjamas, the day to night today, oh FFS, change them now pyjamas, the endless online shopping, the demands for ice cream and the disappearing Jaffa cakes. A massive thank you to all the people who read the blog, leave comments, and encouraged me to write this book. Some may say it is the wine talking, but you have no idea how warm and fuzzy I get when I see strangers from across the world having conversations and sharing their experiences. You make growing old disgracefully such a positive, friendly place. My sister, Annette, deserves a medal for all the putting up with angst and all the putting in of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?